This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of people around the world who have contracted the coronavirus has surged beyond 500,000. And as a result, the human and economic toll of the lockdowns against the coronavirus mounted Thursday night. As India struggled to feed the multitudes, Italy shut down most of its industry, and a record-shattering 3.3 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits in a single week. The U.S. surpassed official Chinese government numbers to become the country with the most reported infections, as a number of cases worldwide topped a half million and deaths climbed past 24,000. The damage to people's livelihoods and their well-being from the effort to flatten the rising curve started to come into focus. In India, where the country's 1.3 billion people were under orders to stay home, legions of poor were suddenly thrown out of work and many families were left struggling for something to eat. U.S. officials have utilized different means for the same end in the attempt to stop the spread of the virus. In New York City, they've started dismantling basketball hoops to prevent people from gathering in parks and playing. In Lakewood, New Jersey, police broke up a wedding being held in violation of a ban on large gatherings. In Austin, Texas, officers are encouraging people to call a hotline to snitch on violators of the city's orders for people to stay home. Police departments are taking a lead role in enforcing social distancing guidelines that health officials say are critical to containing COVID-19. There is mounting concern that more healthcare workers are becoming more vulnerable to catching the virus because of several factors. One nurse died from coronavirus after working nonstop for weeks at a hospital where staffers, frustrated with dwindling supplies, posed in gowns made of trash bags, and an emergency room doctor fears he had the virus long before getting sick at work. This is VOA News.